Hey, good morning. I didn't hear too much. Should I get good morning? That's perfect. I have a bad habit of forgetting to say good morning when the preacher tells me good morning too. I've been working on it. Are you guys all glad to be here? For the most part, okay. I'll try not to make it too boring. So, my little title is, what is strength? What's real strength? So, like, especially for the guys, right, you boys, I mean, for me anyway, like, who doesn't want to be tough? I mean, nice big biceps, I mean, look at that, right? When I was younger, I always remember looking around, and there was always somebody that was just buff. I mean, I wanted to be like him someday, you know what I mean? And, well, the Bible tells us there's more to strength than just having big guns for the guys and being maybe pretty for the little girls. There's more to it. So there's a verse in Proverbs 16, verse 32. It says, "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city." So to break that down a little bit, somebody that is slow to get upset, somebody that you can poke them a little bit, you can irritate them a little bit, and they're just okay with it. They'll work with you. The Bible says that he's better than a mighty person. And when it says the mighty here, it's talking about, I mean, the toughest guy out there, like top of the line. He says you're stronger than he is, or you're better than he is, if you can control, or if you can keep from getting angry quickly. And then the last part of the verse says that if you can have self-control, to where you're not always just losing it and getting upset, you're better than somebody that can take a city. Somebody that can, like back in the day, they had walls around their city, you know, and they would have, if you were tough enough where you could get over the wall or get through the wall, I mean, you were a pretty tough person. But he says, you're better than somebody that can take a city. So I got two stories here. There's two different aspects I want to look at. First of all, of being able to have self-control, how that's really just stronger than even if you're all buff and whatnot. There's a story of, you guys, some of you probably maybe read this story already, and I don't have the book, so I'm going off of memory from 4 or 5 years ago. So the story of, I know the one boy's name was Sam, and the other one I don't remember, so we're going to call him George. But anyway, the boys at school had been doing a lot of arm wrestling. I mean, who doesn't like to arm wrestle, right? That's kind of fun, especially if you can win sometimes. I mean, look at me. I just smoked you, right? Well, anyway, they were doing a lot of arm wrestling. And there was one boy, George. He had a bad habit. If he was about to lose, he'd twist your wrist, and he could really hurt you. And it was not fair. They told him, you can't do that. That's not nice and it's not fair. We want to have a fair arm wrestle. One day, George came running out of the school. He said, Sam, I want to take you an arm wrestle. And Sam said, I don't know. He said, I probably shouldn't. He was thinking about his arm. That might hurt, you know. And George says, come on, you're a chicken. You ain't brave enough to take me an arm wrestle. You're scared. Sam said, I don't care. You can call me whatever you want. I'm not going to take you an arm wrestle. George said, I can't believe you. You're such a chicken to not wrestle me. And they went on for a little bit. Finally, Sam said, all right, I'll do it. And away they went. They were getting close, and Sam just about had George down, and George twisted his wrist. And Sam went, ouch. And the next day, Sam came to school. George took off running for the schoolhouse, and the boys were going to go tell the teacher and whatnot. Anyway, the next day, Sam came to school, and his wrist, I don't know, probably didn't look quite as bad as mine, but it was in a sling. I got a bee sting, see how fat it is? Anyway, but his wrist was in a sling, and he actually strained, he actually tore a muscle. And he came to school, and the boys were like, hey, you want to tell the teacher, you know, like, we can get him in trouble. And Sam said, no. He said, if I would have really been strong and not even tried arm wrestling, I would have been a lot better off. And so when you come to things where, no matter what it is, you know, you might run into something where you want to try it and you're like, everybody else is going to think I'm a chicken if I don't. But sometimes being stronger and saying no is the right answer. There's another little aspect I want to look at. Another way that we can have a lot of strength is how much energy we put into it. Just because I can lift more weight than one of you doesn't necessarily mean I'm stronger in my spirit. See, if you guys put your whole hearts into it, then you're just as strong as I am. There's a verse in Colossians 3:23. I better turn there, otherwise I won't quote it right. It says, and whatsoever you do, let me find my paper again. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, not unto men. So he means put your whole heart into whatever you're doing, and that will, in its own way, that will create, that will show people that you're a strong person. So I have a little story about Elliot. Elliot, can I say the story of you riding your pony this weekend? All right. I didn't ask him yet, so I better make sure. So this weekend, we went camping, and we were trail riding and stuff, and we were having all kinds of fun. And Elliot found himself a little buddy, and them guys were riding their ponies. They both had ponies about this big or so. They were going down the trails. They were being crazy. I mean, galloping down big hills with rocks, and we were like, that ain't even safe, you know. Well, little Dave and Ernest, they thought it was plenty safe, and they kept tearing around. And well, how many times did you fall off?
Only one time
on the trail, but like four or five times, right? Little Dave. Okay. Well, he rode so crazy that the poor guy was falling off several times. His pony would act naughty and swerve into the bushes and whatnot. And sometimes it jumped, saw a deer one time and jumped, and I don't know what happened, and Dave fell off again. Well, see, me, I rode all weekend. I didn't fall off one time. But see, who really was the better rider? I don't really know that I was a better rider, because I think Dave, he rode a lot harder than I did. See what I mean? He did all kinds of crazy stuff. So it's not about how good you perform. It's about how much effort you put into it. See, that's where the real strength is. It's not how many times you fall off your pony. It's how much work you put into it. Dave tried as hard as I did, so I think we both rode about the same. Maybe he tried harder. I don't know. Anyway, but so that was pretty much all I have. Just no matter what you're doing, if it's dishes, I mean, who wants to do dishes, right? I mean, you know, you boys do know you can do dishes if you need to. I did. No. Or folding clothes, or I don't know, whatever you girls just hate doing when mom hollers at you and says, hey, can you come do this for me? Maybe it's taking out the trash or watching the little one or whatever. You know, you just really was having fun. But Bible tells us, even though you might be smaller right now, that if you put your whole heart into it, that's all God asks from us. And it shows that we are just as strong as somebody who can do it way better in some ways than we can. We have the same much strength. So anyway, that is all I have. Maybe we can, we'll have a little prayer here, and then you can go back to your seats. Father in heaven, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for this day. And Father, thank you for each one of these children here, Father. I pray, Lord, that we could continue to grow together, Lord, and to learn to know you better. And Father, I pray also that you would help us, Lord, to realize that no matter what stage we're at in life, that all you want is our full effort, Father, and then we are strong in your eyes. Thank you, Lord, and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Go back to your seats.